once again tonight, or this afternoon, you have your final chance to see Bingo, the winning musical. And those who have been, let me just ask, is it worth it? Okay, so that is this afternoon at 2:30. We invite you to come and laugh. Also, you'll notice in the Go and Serve that we are getting to a point with our youth and numbers and things that we're going to need to invite adults to carry the cross, starting in July, actually. So there is a sign-up sheet out here in the narthex. And we invite you to sign up to be on a list we can call. It's going to be easy. I'll just use Paul, if you wouldn't mind. Paul will be the example. He could sit right there, carry the cross in, put it up, go sit right back there. He wouldn't have to robe or anything. And then at the end of the service, and we tell you when, like beginning of the third verse, beginning of the second verse, depending on the hymn, he'd come up and get the cross and take it out. So it's not a, you know, it's not a huge thing, but we need your help. And we'd love for you to sign up. The sign-up sheet's out there. Again, that's creating a list of people we can call, say, can you do it this Sunday? Can you do it that Sunday?
The ladies can do it, too.
Ladies can do it, too. Yeah, I just used Paul. Keeps right there. I could have used Lucy. Yeah, you know. Right. So, ladies, guys, anybody. We need somebody to do that. I also have learned last night, do you remember Molly Markley, our seminary student the last couple of years? Look at Sarah. Well, there went that announcement. So, it was announced. So anyway, another question that might come up today, you will notice that Vicar Joanna is not here. So where is she? She had a family graduation out of town, so she is not here today. Or you could just say that Bill Neumeyer looks like Joanna, and, you know. Sarah?
Good morning. Good morning. Some joyous announcements today. Bill Madison, you're going to serve that the Columbia area Lutherans have put together a Lutheran night at the Columbia Fireflies baseball stadium. It's on June 25th. And so if you are interested in gathering with other Lutherans from this congregation and other congregations across the Midlands, there's a website there on how to get tickets. And then if you buy through that address and you use the password or the group word that's given, then your ticket is $10 and $1 of that goes to help ELC at World Hunger. We'll be on the Jumbotron and all that fun stuff. So it'll be a fun event with families and Lutherans from across the Midlands, and other people will be there too. We'll be just but we'll try to help with that fun stuff.
Thanks, Sarah. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday, and if you don't know what that means, we used to use the Athanasian Creed on this day. Do you remember that creed? The good news for you is they didn't print it in this book, so we're not using it. So, there you go. Finally today, it's not a day we've looked forward to. Hear me say that in a little bit. Sometimes when we have families who are leaving us to go elsewhere, and we know about it, we offer what's called a farewell and Godspeed service. And today we do that for part of the Bernthal family. Matt and Krista and Kate and Adam will be heading off to Florida. And so today is their last official day with us. And Brett and Aaron are going to be hanging around for a little bit longer, at least. And so if Matt and Krista and Kate and Adam, if y'all would come up, please. I'll stand there. I'll look at you. A reading from Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Matt and Krista and Adam and Kate, on October 21st, 1990, 27 years ago, this congregation received a gift when you became members here. Now, this is the point in the Godspeed service when I'm supposed to mention some of the things you have meant to this congregation. And I really, really tried to make that list. And pretty quickly, it became clear that even were I to do just a partial list, I would have to give up the sermon time to allow for that. The list of councils and committees and ministries that you have given yourselves to just staggers the mind. And then I thought maybe I really should give up the sermon time for that, because what you have done among us is to preach through your daily living faith. And on this Holy Trinity Sunday, it has been evident that the Holy Spirit is at work in and through you. Said just a moment ago, this is not a day we have looked forward to. Today you leave us and we will miss you. But know this, you will always be present here. In our memories and in our hearts, we will feel you with us. And although the miles will separate us, please know you always have a home here. Now, Adam and Kate, one of the highlights of our congregational family is the gift of quilos at graduation from high school. These blankets are intended to express the love of our congregation. That's how our congregation feels about the two of you. However, you won't be here at the time of your high school graduation. So we wanted to give you your quilos now. We want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. And whenever you wrap up in them, know that you are and that you remain wrapped in our love. They're going to put them on you. There you go. Great. All right. Matt and Krista and Adam and Kate, when you came to this congregation, we rejoice to welcome you into the mission we share as the people of God. In this community, you have come to know and to share in God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. God has blessed you in this community, and God has blessed us through you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for Matt, Krista, Adam, and Kate, and for the time we have shared with them. As they have been a blessing to us, so now send them forth to be a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We'll miss you. Thank you. Wait a minute, Kate. You got to give those back. I'm going to tell you why. All right, so we just gave the quilos to Adam and Kate and then took them back because we wanted it to surprise them, which means you didn't have an opportunity up till now to tie the knots in them that we always tie. And so during the service, the ushers are going to set up a couple of tables out there in the narthex. Guess what you're going to have opportunity to do after service is tie some knots in their quilos, and then we'll give them to them officially at that point again. All right, let us prepare for our worship. rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins.
Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gives you that light, Holy Spirit, inside of you, just like hand. partner with somebody or you see somebody that needs something, that when you do those good things, that you're shining your light, and that's a gift from God. And that's, He's always there. Okay. So I hope that helps you think about the Trinity today. So there's Father, Son, and then Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for taking care of all of our needs with your three-in-one Trinity. Be with us as our light shines. Help us to shine it in the darkness and be a light for you all over this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
Two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Thanks be to God.
Second lesson is a reading from 2 Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise praise to you, O Christ.
I could never get the hands right. Maybe I was always too concerned about putting all the fingers in. I don't know. What I do know is that whenever I have tried to draw a person, the hands always look too big and clumsy, like the person has a baseball glove on each hand. God did not bless me with the ability to draw. But at least I'm not alone in my difficulty. When I talk to artists, many tell me that not only is the human body one of the most difficult things to draw or paint, but also that the subtleties, strengths, and sinews of the hand are the most difficult thing of all to get right. Take a minute now, if you will, and hold up your hand and look at it. I mean, really look at it. Look at the lines, the creases, the calluses that speak of hard work. Look at your hand, at the wondrous creation it is. With your hands, you touch things and feel things. But did you know that even to this day, scientists aren't sure how your fingers tell the difference between sandpaper and silk? With your hands, you grab things. You hold things. You pick things up. You use tools. You gesture to express yourself. Move your fingers and notice the marvelous dexterity your hand has, and think about all the things you use your hands to do. I think when we look at our hands, such a small part of creation, but so full of wonder, when we look at our hands, we can't help but think of God. And I can't help but see the picture in my mind that Michelangelo painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome. Over the whole ceiling, the Bible story is told, but in one famous panel, there is the gift of life at the creation of Adam. In the picture, Adam lies against his rock, his hand kind of casually thrust up in the air. And above him is God. God's hand reaching down, his finger touching Adam's, giving life, giving his spirit to humanity. It's a striking picture. God's hand reaching out, God's hand coming to us. Today is Trinity Sunday. The Sunday in the church year when we look at God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And maybe to help us understand what that's all about, I want us to keep thinking about our hands. You see, that picture Michelangelo painted of God's hand reaching down to Adam is a great description for how we think of God the Father. God the Father is God's hand reaching to us. God the Father's hand is reaching to us in creation, giving us in love this wonderful world to live in and care for. And the creation is still going on as God leads us to new discoveries, new ideas, and new opportunities, all for our benefit. God the Father's hand is reaching to us each and every day as God pours out his blessings on us. The things we need for life, our homes, our families, love. And God the Father's hand reaches to us always in care, for we know that God watches and cares over the sparrows and the lilies of the field. How much more does he care for us? How comforting it is to go to God for strength and hope, to know that God holds us in the very palm of his hand, and how assuring it is to know that God is always there. A good way to think about God the Father is a hand reaching to us in creation, in blessing, and in care. The picture is different for God the Son Jesus. For Jesus, we see a hand pierced by a nail. And that pierced hand tells us all kinds of things. All kinds of things about God the Father, who cared so much that he sent his Son to die for us. All kinds of things about the gift of salvation and eternal life. All kinds of things about knowing God's forgiveness and forgiving each other. All kinds of things about receiving mercy and living mercy. All kinds of things about sacrifice. All kinds of things about God's overpowering love for us. A good way to think about God the Son is a hand pierced by a nail. And then we turn to God the Holy Spirit. The slogan for the ELCA is simple and direct. It says simply, God's work, our hands. And I think one way to think of the Holy Spirit is God in us, leading us to reach out our hands in service, in love, and in care for others. A good way to think about the Holy Spirit is to see God in our hands, reaching out. A hand reaching to us in blessing. A hand pierced in love. Our hands reaching to each other. The Holy Trinity. And I think God got the hands exactly right. Amen. not the bulletin, but we're supposed to be doing the creed next. So, gathered as God's people, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks this day for the many ways that you reach into our lives, the many blessings you give us, the salvation you make real, your presence comforting, assuring, leading, and guiding us every day. Open our hearts to your presence in our lives. Assure us of your never-ending love and grace. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, we pray for our world. Over and over, it seems like terrorist attacks and violence happen. We see so much in our world that seems far away from your kingdom. Make this world yours. Transform it into your kingdom. Make us willing servants, striving always to do your will. Lord, in your mercy, living Savior, we turn now to those in our hearts, the sick, those who mourn, the poor, the lonely, those whom it is so easy to overlook and forget. Remember all of these in your mercy, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, we thank you this day for grace. We pray for your blessing on all the human family and ask that you might change our hearts to look beyond ourselves, to reach out into the world in love, compassion, and care. Help us in all things to follow the example of Jesus and to live each day and every day for you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray.
Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set your feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it.
Open our lives to live it.
We pray this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
pull it up more next time. Oh, good, our clock's not ready. Thank you.
God wonderful.